You're on The Burt Show.
Intern Courtney is struggling with the fact that you guys, for the first time in her life, she might be living in a house without a man.
Sorry, you're worried about living in a house without a man?
Well, everybody talks about how they're so ready to be on their own and get out of their house. And like, let me assure you, you're not ready. Okay, you might think you're ready. You're not. Milk it as long as you can, right? And I think for me personally, it does come into play that I did have a mobility injury that I've talked about a little bit on air. So when it comes to like running away, I'm a little bit slower than the rest. And I think for some reason that's gotten my anxiety a little heightened. But like I said, for the first time, I mean, I've always lived with my dad or my brother. And even in college, I didn't live on campus. And I've spoken about how I live with an ex-boyfriend now. So I'm to a point where I'm finally ready to be on my own, to be my own person. But oh my gosh, if the little voice in the back of my head won't quit saying, like, what if something happens? What if somebody breaks into your apartment? I feel like Abby can kind of speak to this because, I mean, as far as I know, you live by yourself and your little kitty.
My cat will defend me, so I'm not totally by myself.
Yeah, and I do have a pit bull who I love and adore, but he's all bark, right? He will bark his little head off, but he's not actually going to do anything as far as I know. He's never really been put in a situation, and I hope he's not, right? But I'm just really curious. I mean, as far as tips and tricks goes, anybody I talk to about it tells me to buy a weapon, right? And yes, that is a solution, but I don't want my livelihood to depend on buying a weapon in a society where I feel like I should just be able to live.
Abby, since you are currently single and living alone, can you attest to this? Like, is there, and you are a well-known catastrophizer.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely felt like this when I was in college because I lived in this apartment complex that looked like a jail cell. Like, it was off of Sorority Row. So you would look to your left and you'd be like, ah, big mansion, tee hee, sunny skies. And then you would turn to the right and you'd be like, thunder, lightning, and this big brick building. And I would have so much anxiety going to sleep at night. I catastrophized and bought so many different home security options to try and prevent something from happening. I got one of those Brink home security door jams to where you put it up against the door. So if someone tries to like knock down the door, it won't be able to open. I got like a door alarm. I got like another deadbolt. So I was making sure people weren't breaking in. And then I realized, okay, I don't want to have to go to bed with that much anxiety. Maybe my next apartment I need to pick needs to be in a very safe area and have several layers of security. So I don't constantly feel like it's just me and my door jam against whatever man is going to try and get in my house.
1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746 if you are a single female living alone, if you have any advice for intern Courtney. So I'm putting myself back in your position. So I did live by myself, college, lived in the sorority house, and after that, like, lived with, you know, four other girls, and then eventually lived on my own. And maybe I'm misremembering, and that could be very likely. I don't ever recall being scared. Now, to be fair, when I moved to Cincinnati by myself and I was living in this apartment complex, or it wasn't even an apartment complex, kind of like a duplex looking thing, it wasn't a rough neighborhood and the cops were always outside, so I did feel safe. We literally had cops across the street at UDF, United Dairy Farmers. That was our convenience stores in Cincinnati. And so, you know, unbeknownst to me, after I moved out, my dad was like, I used to worry about you every single night when you lived there. So I don't ever remember having that fear. And maybe I should have. And maybe it's a healthy thing to have and a healthy fear to have. I know that you don't want to go the route of a gun. But Mo, as an older brother, what would you recommend for your sisters?
Well, first, let me say it's ironic that you never had this fear with all of the true crime docs we're both obsessed with. You would think that would have crossed your mind. But I've always told my sisters to have whatever weapon you genuinely would be comfortable using in case that ever did happen. Like, even if it's like pepper spray, it doesn't necessarily have to be the kind of weapon where you really got to do some violent things. Like, even just that alone, I think would give you some sense of comfort and peace in that. Because even if you do have a man in the house and someone unfortunately were to break in, he might need a weapon too, depending upon what he has to face. So, I mean, it's okay to have that in anything that you would personally need that will help you feel safer.
Hey, Rose, welcome to the Burt Show. Thanks for joining the conversation. Real quick, give us some advice to intern Courtney.
Thank you. Definitely an upper floor. Living on an upper floor is very, is much safer, I think, for just the the psychological aspect of it takes someone a little more work to get up the, you know, up to your place. And I'd say learn how to use a shotgun or at least have one handy. You don't have to aim or know much, but I know you don't want to use a weapon, but if it's nice to have your little pal shotgun in the corner.
Shotgun, that, wow.
There's a little one, though.
There are no
apparently a little
Does that
shotgun.
Even exist?
That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
It's a Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.